Please stand, if able, for the call to worship.
Dang, no, I'm right in front of the microphone. You can't turn it.
Here, yes, I can.
How's that?
Tonight is Christmas Eve. Tonight, Mary and Joseph come to Bethlehem. The longing is over. Tonight, the shepherds will hear angels singing.
Thank you.
We welcome you to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Christmas Eve. During Advent this year, we have prepared for the night, lighting the candles of the Advent wreath one by one. We've longed for the birth of baby Jesus. In fact, we've used our arms to help us wait, saying together, "We long for the baby Jesus to be born. We open our hearts to welcome the baby Jesus." So I invite you, let's do it one more time. We long, great, for the baby Jesus to be born. We open our hearts to welcome the baby Jesus. And indeed, our hearts are open and we're ready to welcome baby Jesus. Tonight is the night. Baby Jesus is born. Our hearts are wide open. Yes, we have longed for the birth of baby Jesus, but the story is full of lots of people longing. It begins with Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem. Oh, it was such a long trip. I wonder if Mary asked many times, "Are we there yet?" And I invite you now to use your arms again to help me tell this story. Mary and Joseph had a long trip. Let's try it again. Mary and Joseph had a long trip. Excellent. Hear the story as Mrs. Dykes reads it from the Bible, and then the junior choir will sing.
At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken through the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant.
like our sheep and need someone to guide us. Why don't you call him shepherd?
Let's all call him shepherd. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna
of the world, we need someone to rule us. Why don't you call him king?
Shh. Let's all call him king. Shh. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call him? What you gonna call him?
Guess what happened while Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem? You're right. Baby Jesus was born. Its parents had waited such a long time for this tiny, precious baby to be born. I need your arms again to help me with the story. Mary and Joseph had longed for baby Jesus to be born. Hear the story as Mr. Fish reads it from the Bible, and then you sing.
And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
Well, the story continues in the countryside, where shepherds were taking care of their sheep. The shepherds were faithful Jewish men. They knew that the prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before, had promised a very special Savior from God. They had longed for God's promise to come true. I need your arms again. The shepherds long for God's promises to come true. And to the shepherds' surprise, On this special night, angels came to them and told them that finally God had sent the special baby to the world. Hear the story as Reverend DeRosa reads it from the Bible, and then you sing.
There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them, and they were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day, in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased.
The longing is over. Baby Jesus, the Christ child, is born. We waited.
We hoped.
We longed for baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, the Christ child is here.
We are a family connected through baby Jesus.
Our longing has become sacred belonging. Tonight, tomorrow, forever. Tonight, tomorrow, forever, our longing has become sacred belonging. All right, I want more of you to take hands and pull them high. All right, let's do it. This is good news. Excellent, excellent. The shepherds rushed to see Jesus. Like us, they were excited. Their longing was over. Our longing is over. Hear the story as Reverend DeRosa reads it from the Bible, and the junior choir will sing afterwards.
When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem, see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." And they hurried, and they found Mary, and they found Joseph, and saw the baby lying in the manger.
Joseph and the shepherds, you can have a seat over here. I am so happy to see all of you. What a special night this is. Jesus was born on Christmas Eve. Oh my, we've been longing for this night all the way through Advent. But tonight is the night we can celebrate that Jesus is born. So once again, I want you to help me by using your arms to tell the story. So here's what we're going to do this time. Hooray, Jesus is born. So let's try it. Hooray, Jesus is born. All right, excellent, excellent. You know, through Advent, we've made this long chain. Did you see it when you came in? And each Sunday, as we were putting the chain, the connection chain together, we talked about a way that Jesus came into the world to show us and to teach us how to connect with each other better. We talked about not fighting with each other. We talked about being kind and giving comfort to each other. We talked about giving hope to each other. And we talked about just realizing and being happy that Jesus is present with us. And each time, we added a link to the connection chain. And guess what? That chain is really, really long. In fact, if you pretended it was a path, it would lead you all the way out this sanctuary and into the world. And I think that's pretty appropriate because that's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to take our connection to work together as a connected people and help people in the world who need your kindness. You know, I have a gift for you tonight. It's a slinky. Oh, because we have longed for Jesus to come. And now Jesus is here. And we are all connected, and we belong to Jesus and all the people in the world. So when you see your slinky and you play with your slinky, I want you to remember how as Christians, we're connected. And because we're connected, we can do lots of wonderful things in this world. So I've got several baskets full of slinkies. So if you'll just come up, we'll hand them out and you can go back to your families. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oops.
Merry Christmas. Slinkies
rule. They do. God's great gift to us, or was, let me start. God's great gift to us was the gift of the Christ child Jesus. For Jesus taught us how to love others, and Jesus filled us with hope of a world where peace would reign in all people. Would be joyful. In thanksgiving for that gift, we bring our offering to the table. Tonight, the offering will go to build a school for preschool children in the impoverished village of Green Island, Jamaica. The Gates Presbyterian Congregation has a partnership with the United Church of Jamaica in Negril. Together we are building this school. It is a 5-year mission focus. These two congregations believe that a good academic foundation results in future academic success. And with academic success, a child's options are broadened, making the road out of poverty much easier. This is year five of the focus, and we are longing to begin construction in 2012.
God of all gifts, we come from our places of longing to your place of belonging. In gratitude, we bring our gifts to you. We rejoice that love has come to our world, that God has come to our world. Amen.
Class of 2011 to come forward as our candle lighters. You may be seated. We will hum together Silent Night until all the candles are lit, and then we will sing it.
Thank you.
Jesus is born. We are a family connected through the baby Jesus. Our longing has become sacred belonging. Tonight, tomorrow, forever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Don't even talk. Thank you. Wahee!